This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We went from streaking about three games ago to wondering if tonight is a must-win on this station. These are the things that we have for you today. A spring training update, but we got Mac Robinson here engineering out at the Clevelander Barn Grill. Come on out and see us, everybody. We're going to be here through the end of the show. We want to know who you guys are rooting for today. I think we can all admit we're Robert Morris fans because bleep Alabama. I mean, it's a 15 versus a 2. Of course, we want Robert Morris to win. But then, we got Kayla Colejohn back on the board.
Yes.
Jake Murren pulling double duty for at least the next 2 hours on the beautiful 2020 she just heard there. And behind the glassy knoll, as he is the Assassin's Apprentice. Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. Did you see the Vanderbilt fans doing their little chants right when we were starting? Vanderbilt, as they're getting ready to go and make their way, some still here, some leaving. It was the lamest chant I think I've ever heard.
Oh, why?
They were so lame.
Come on, they're excited.
They were so
They're not used
so
to
lame.
Being good at athletics,
I've
so of
even
course.
I've never heard a Vanderbilt chant before in my life.
But okay, so maybe you just need to normalize Vanderbilt chants within your own ecosystem,
what
right?
What the Darius Garland is going on here right now?
Oh, come on. Here's the thing. I was worried that they were doing it to troll us, and then I think they just got excited.
They got excited. I love seeing people excited,
because somebody was walking
though.
Out.
Yeah. No, it was like a group of
like –
it was like seven or eight of them.
Yeah, it was. It was – I would dare say –
it was half their group.
I was actually going to say it was all their group.
I mean.
But, yeah. Yeah, it was a big moment for them.
I like that this is the Vandy meetup bar. It's interesting seeing, like, Marquette fans. You had all sorts of different people out and about here getting ready for the big games today. Which, by the way, I don't know if you've ever been to the opening round of the March Madness tournament ever.
No.
Wildly awful crowd.
Aww.
Like, it's great if you're a Vanderbilt fan,
yeah,
and you just want to go see Vanderbilt play. And I actually know some people that went to Vanderbilt that live in Cleveland. Like, that's a great combo for you. It's not the wine and cheese crowd that the Super Bowl is. It's a very confused crowd.
Uh-huh.
So, like, there's always the sections that are rooting for the teams that are playing. But then, obviously, they sell out other sections of the day for the teams that haven't played yet. And then just the locals. And so no one knows who's rooting for anyone. It is a hodgepodge of random jerseys. And ultimately, it makes for what I believe to be one of the worst fan experiences you can have.
All right. So, okay. Well, how do you have that take? And I heard Baskin and Phelps, who wrapped up their week yesterday, say if you ever get a chance to go to the first or second day of the tournament, you have to go. Where's the give here?
My only response back would be either A, they haven't been to one in recent years, or B, it's just been so long. I don't know that Baskin would make that same claim if he went to today's game.
All right, so they're also...
Are you saying maybe I just went to bad sites? I don't know.
Or I'm saying that maybe Jeff and Andy like a more subdued environment.
Oh, that could be the case,
like
too.
We're at a different stage of life than them. We want raucous. We want enough of a party. You know, we want the whole shebang.
Fair point.
I think they just want teams to shake hands afterwards and say huzzah and be gentlemen.
Look at the sportsmanship of it all.
Yeah.
It's like when LeBron was here, the Cavs games were so loud
and so intense, and they were like bad games.
But LeBron, though, I mean, I'm talking about like the fans. I'm talking about the in-game music.
Yeah.
LeBron wanted it at a certain level that was so ridiculously high. There were enough people that just hated the experience because of the music being so loud. If you are one of those people, you'll love what the round of 64 and 32 are.
Now it's time that I admit two things today.
Yeah.
One, I'm sick of people saying how bad the tournament is. Because we're only in one half of it. And maybe we're going to disagree on this.
We probably will.
I've
had fun.
Admittedly, I've not been able to watch what I normally have been able to watch because I've been on the NyQuil train, and I've watched about, probably 20, 25 minutes.
Okay.
Collectively.
I don't want to take you out of the conversation because obviously you're welcome to voice whatever opinion you want, but I do feel like the people that are saying it stinks are the people that actually watched the games yesterday and were left very unamused at the quality of basketball that was being played.
All right, we had what? Two upsets? Two real upsets. There was Drake over Missouri.
Yeah,
Clemson.
A Drake team, by the way, that won 30 games and had all sorts of big-time wins, yeah.
And then, I mean, if we want to call a 10 over a 7, that's kind of tame for what we want.
It is, but it was still, I mean, I watched that whole game, and that was actually entertaining because college basketball, the heart of it, is about coach versus coach.
So I guess maybe I said this wrong. If you want to say yesterday wasn't a good day of college basketball, there wasn't enough excitement. There's a lot of lopsided games as well. All right, I think you're right. I also think that's what happens when you just have a stinker of a first day of the NCAA tournament. I don't think it's an indictment on the sport. Where I think I've heard some people be like, I guess the tournament's just dead.
Well, so I, for years, have maintained, and this is when I was enjoying college basketball more than I have this year, but I've always made the case that the Sweet 16 round should be the round that is more desirable to the random fan, and then even just college basketball fan, because the play gets higher because the teams are better, and you really do have the creme de la creme.
Yeah, the problem is you don't have enough games to do what, like, okay, so even on a bad day of college basketball action, that first round of the playoffs, it is this game ends, and then you go to the final 2 minutes of this game, and then you go to the final 2 minutes of this game. So maybe I'm being an optimist, maybe because...
Well, you're just describing a buffet, though. People just like a buffet in that matter.
I also like buffets.
Where it's not even that you care about the quality of the food. You just want as many options as you possibly can and just all given to you at once instead of maybe a nice four-course meal where it's spread out, but everything you eat is awesome.
Well, but I think... this is fair, but I... Because when that buffet is popping, it's the best eats you can have. It's Scotty Scheffler's, was it the Champions?
Is Augusta his master's dinner?
His master's dinner. That's what college basketball is when the first or second day of the first round of the playoffs is the way it's supposed to be.
No.
Last night was
nice
awesome,
black and fish in there.
Today could have sucked and no one would notice. Like, we wouldn't use it as some sort of indictment, but because the first night was just not what we wanted it to be, with a lot of lopsided games, not enough upsets. People turn this into, college basketball sucks. It's never going to be the same again. It's time to shut it down. It's like...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I disagree.
I don't know about shutting it down, but you can't deny the idea that it is less palpable, the excitement around this event right now.
Could it be that we're also older?
So I wonder this, because Anthony, who was producing in for Jake yesterday, asked us that question, essentially. Was like, is it just because you guys are older that you're not as into this? And I did take myself back. I mean, if you are freshly removed from college, you're grasping onto the college experience, and there is something fun about these games.
Well, and, like, let's be clear, working the first two games of the tournament, which we do every year because they fall on Thursday and Friday, that makes it tougher to enjoy. Like, I worked in different office environments, 15 years ago.
I would need this if I was in a cubicle.
Well, no, so that's...
I would need a day like today.
What we would do is everybody would have kind of a, okay, those of us fortunate enough to be able to get a TV would just have it in our office and we'd do work. And by do work, I mean we'd answer an email every hour and then we'd watch the damn tournament.
Okay, well, that's part of the reason why I think so many people love the tournament is because you work in your office, you work in your cubicle, and Thursday and Friday, yesterday and today, are basically just blow-off days where you have to focus on something other than work instead of just, you know, randomly checking websites and such.
So I'm willing to say that my relationship with the tournament has changed, but that's probably as much about me as it is the tournament. Because the think pieces on the tournament of, well, is this the cost of NIL? Is this the transfer portal? Is this that? Those are absolutely factors. And it is, I mean, it very much is a hyper 6-week situation where you're just not incentivized to watch in Miami in December anymore or Holy Cross in January anymore. So I'll cede those points. But, like, I think today has a chance with some of the matchups, even here. I mean, St. Mary's versus Vanderbilt. I don't know that those Vandy fans are going to be doing the chant here in about 3 hours' time.
Yeah, I mean, does it move the needle for you, though, St. Mary's versus Vandy?
No, I mean, there are probably other games that have more. I was just trying to localize. I was just trying to be nice to the fans here. But, like, look at it. I mean, Xavier versus Illinois, Troy versus Kentucky. Like, there are some games, even Colorado State-Memphis, which is going on right now, just tipped off. Like, if we get two or three 12 or better seeds pulling upsets or threatening upsets today, I feel like we're right back in the game.
I don't know. I feel like college basketball has lost its place. I feel like it's just not. Like, I watched that Creighton game yesterday. There was a 25-year-old that was on the court. They were giving his whole profile. He's 25. He's got a wife. He's got a kid. He's got a whole life, and he's taking on these 18-year-olds.
Okay, so in fairness to that point, I have noticed the hairlines in this tournament. Like, the sponsor of this tournament should be Just for Men.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, we got to get Clyde the Glide. Or, sorry,
what a Perry Ellis is out there, saying?
Well, I've seen foreheads that, like, they look more like dads and grandpas than
do. Okay, thank you.
Well, you know, I'm playing through some pain today. I could have used the shot.
You offered some Bud Light.
Oh, well, I do like Bud Light.
Was I too quick to say no thanks?
I mean, I would like to at least have been part of the decision. You and Mac immediately waved it off. I was talking. I didn't have a chance to say
zero.
The Bud Light offer is very nice.
Zero awareness of us doing a radio show in that moment, by
not
the
at
way.
All.
Not zero,
at all.
And she was not going to take anything but an answer out of me.
That's
so
true.
So I had to say, you know, no thanks. You know, appreciate it. Mac, I think that's your job, by the way. I think you need to hop in front of us here, and then we can just completely ignore
I don't think that's Mac's forte. I don't mean that in a mean way. I just mean you're not the most assertive human being in the world. Mac is like miming things like I know what he's talking about. Like, you know when somebody's just trying to communicate with you, but they can't talk to you because they get yelled at for being on air? And they're like, it's like Marcel Marceau over here. They did a good job. You'd be a hell of a mime there, Mac.
Well, so since we're here at the Clevelander with Bud Light, next time they come around, do you want me to say yes? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I'm not going to say it on air.
Okay.
Like, God. Okay. Hey, Mr. President. Did you go ahead and violate the Constitution? Well, I wasn't going to say it on the record, but I guess Congress is here. It'd be wrong for me to not do so. But no, the hairlines in these tournaments are ridiculous. But so we'll 216-474-0092.
In case you didn't finish the point about the hairline.
Because it needs to be said. Has your relationship with college basketball changed? I'm just pushing back on the idea that every time – I felt like this is like baseball. It's a baseball fan too, where every conversation turned into how baseball sucked. It's a little tedious for me. I have high hopes for today. Save us, Robert Morris.
Okay, but if that's the case, though, and you're playing sick, so I'm not going to put this on you, but if you hadn't been sick and watched 25 minutes, I would say your point is null and void here today because I consumed a lot of it. The sport is not what it used to be in my mind, and a lot of it used to be based off of big-time coaches against big-time coaches. That's why I think I liked Kansas-Arkansas so much last night.
Quick hits coming up at 2:40 today, guys. John Ledyard, Audibles and Analytics Podcast. He's coming up at 3. We'll get his thoughts on the remaining quarterback options, a little Shedeur Sanders. Does he believe Tyler Shuck could be a top 10 pick? Some people talking about that on the social media. Brian Howe, Colorado's Buffalo's beat reporter for the Buffalo Buff Zone. I'm going to call it the Buffalonian. The Buff Zone coming up at 6 o'clock. But has your relationship with college basketball changed? I do know something has changed, and that's our immediate relationship with the Cavaliers. Are we really here, guys? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.